We can move on to our first feature, which will be read by Lynette Edwards. It's really a news item, as journalist Chris Hill asks, could sea eagle sightings herald a breeding return to the Norfolk coast? Here is Lynette.
Three sea eagles have been spotted soaring over the Hocombe estate this month, sparking speculation that these huge aerial predators could naturally recolonise North Norfolk. The white-tailed eagle, also known as the sea eagle, is the UK's largest native bird of prey, with a wingspan of 8 foot. It was hunted to extinction in Britain in the early 20th century, but the number of sightings in North Norfolk has grown in recent years, following a successful reintroduction project in the Isle of Wight. In the last 2 weeks at Hocombe, near Wells, two females from the Isle of Wight colony were identified using satellite tags, along with a third wild bird, believed to be from continental Europe. Jake Fines, head of conservation at the 25,000-acre estate, said the sightings generated intrigue among the bird-watching community and increased the likelihood that the enormous birds of prey could naturally choose to nest and breed here naturally in the coming years. And that could potentially end the debate over man-made reintroduction plans, which have provoked concerns from farmers about the impact on livestock and protected wildlife. Looking at the behaviour of the birds and the frequency of birds visiting the site, it seems likely that at some point in the future there might be a nesting attempt, said Mr. Fines. If that happens, I would put it in the same category as the return of the spoonbills to Hocombe and the first breeding of cattle egrets in Norfolk 3 years ago. The evolution and the migration of the natural world is always something to celebrate, and we're intrigued that a new species could choose to adopt the North Norfolk coast as a potential breeding site. What is particularly intriguing is that numerous birds from the Isle of Wight Release Project have chosen North Norfolk, and specifically Hocombe, as a regular site to visit. The specific habitat we have here at Hocombe is undoubtedly favourable for sea eagles. We have the freshwater marshes adjacent to the coastline, with over 1,000 hectares of forestry in and around the nature reserve. They nest in trees and woodland, and with the availability of food, it provides all the attributes they would require. Plans to reintroduce sea eagles to East Anglia in recent years have prompted warnings from farmers that these large aerial predators could feed on free-range lambs, piglets and poultry, as well as other protected wildlife and game birds. Mr. Fine said he'd seen no evidence of this at Hocombe. To date, with the eagles that have visited the reserve over the last few years, we've seen no predation on livestock, he said. We've seen one attempt of a bird trying to take a barnacle goose on Hocombe late last year, and we've seen birds feeding off carrion. The vast majority of the time, the birds are perched in woodland, and we don't see regular active hunting. But we have livestock in and around the nature reserve, and to date we've seen no predation of livestock. I'm not saying it won't happen, but we've not seen it. If we have such a wide variety and abundance of food sources for sea eagles, they will probably prefer to predate other natural species other than farm livestock. Norfolk's most recent sea eagle reintroduction plan at the Wild Ken estate near Snetchisham was shelved in 2021 as the estate reluctantly chose to focus on other aspects of our nationally significant nature and regenerative farming project. At the time, the estate said it still believed that the restoration of white-tailed eagles to eastern England is an important and inevitable conservation goal. After this month's sightings, a spokesman for Wild Ken Hill said, "We will be delighted if these birds naturally recolonised Norfolk."
Many thanks, Lynette.